So, I don't know how long it's been, a week since I did a show. And already, Ian and I have burned right past the, all right, let's try to be friends. Okay, that's going all right. So, friends can still, like, fool around sometimes, right? Hey, let's do that. And all that's fucked up already. I just can't fucking control my temper around that girl. As soon as things start going bad, it's just like, all right, fuck this. I am done. And it's a real kick in the balls, if for nothing else, than that I really did want to get her to read some more of my writing. That sucks. I'm going to have to wait till I get back to Canada and find somebody. And particularly, this next thing I was going to do, it's a story called Kirsten and Clover. It seemed especially appropriate for her because, I don't know, we've talked about it before, about ways that she related to characters in it. And in a lot of ways, it was that story that got her to like me in the first place. Apparently, my face-to-face impression didn't quite do the job. But reading this story and learning about the tortured artist within and blah, blah, blah helped make me a more desirable prospect. Anyway, I don't know, it's a shame. She really should be the one to read that story, but I don't think it's going to happen. So, my little camera finally broke, the one I'm always bragging about how good it is for recording podcasts with. It's pretty old, it's like 3 years old. And I was actually walking home the other day from Spooky's place. Me and him got a little film project going, and I've got some Keith and the Girl stuff on the go that's making my staying in the States make some kind of sense. I mean, since I was only staying for the girl, it's weird that I'm still here. But I got some other stuff lined up, and a ride home in April after Keith's show, so hopefully I don't run into any big problems at the border. I'm a little worried, but basically everything is unfolding at an alright pace. But on my way home from Spooky's, I was feeling somewhat bad about the fact that I can't even maintain a friendship with Ian. So I talked to myself for like an hour, just trying to sort out what was going on in my head. I thought maybe I'd make it into a show. Maybe I'd just throw in music, you know? But while I was doing that, I thought the battery died on my camera. I had to switch over to the other recorder, and then that one fucked up, and like, it was ridiculous. Those huge gaps. And I'm not gonna miss those airplanes, I'll tell you that. That's my thing, I think, with New York. I'm really not gonna miss the low quality everything. It's gonna be nice to get back into a place where people give a shit about stuff. For instance, I'm just going grocery shopping again. Be nice to find a produce section that's not like it was fucking, I don't know, it's like we're on Riker's fucking island. It's ridiculous. Anyway, you won't have to hear these complaints very soon. A couple more months, I'll be home. So anyway, I tried to record this show, and I had all these technical problems and gaps and recording and things that fucked up. And I just really don't think it's, I'm glad I did do the fucking blabbing to myself. It's like easier to sort things out in your head when you say it out loud sometimes than it is to just think it through. But I don't think that's what I want to put out as a show. I'm still thinking back to like the show I did where I think it was called Flatline, where I didn't really make it clear that I was, why I was so upset that day. It was really just because of problems with me and Ian. She called me actually toward the end of that episode, and we had a fucking knockdown, drag out, horrible fight. But yeah, I don't know, it's hard to even listen back to that episode. I remember at the start especially, I'm just telling stories about being a dishwasher in Vancouver, like nothing special. And like getting choked up, like I couldn't fucking talk. Ridiculous. I mean, I do think part of the charm of ham radio is just getting unfettered thoughts, but nobody needs that shit, Jesus. And actually, this show I did where I just talked to myself wasn't like that. I was really not emotional. But I think a lot of that was just because I had the defenses up, because I was talking about every potential problem I could think of with my life. Here's why this is wrong, here's why that's wrong, blah, blah, blah. And let's not mince words. Everything is not wrong on my side. And that relationship with me and I, and it was 50-50, at least. But can't change other people. It can only change me. I'm the one who I'm stuck with, you know. So I really sifted through stuff, and I think it did help me, but I don't think the world needs to hear that. Anyway, while I was doing it, I thought the battery died on my camera, but then I got home and tried all my other batteries and plugged it in and stuff, and it was just plain dead. It didn't work at all. I had to fucking pry the thing open to get the tape out because I have some footage of Spooky that I need. Yeah, I just had to fucking mangle the thing. But what's kind of cool is, I keep hesitating and stopping talking just because there's too many fucking people out. It's the middle of the goddamn afternoon. This is not the right time for ham radio. I should be doing this at night. Which would also mean less airplanes. It's like playing fucking Pac-Man. I just keep changing routes and going down different roads to try not to walk past people. I'm in no mood today. No mood! The fuck was I talking about? So my camera finally broke. And, I was looking on eBay to get another one because my camera was like 3 years old, and I think at the time it was like, it was still pretty low end even at the time. I think to get it in Canada with tapes and taxes and everything, I think it came to about $400. Maybe it was five though, but I think it was four. And things move so fast with technology that it was a one chip camera that uses the DV tapes. Almost immediately everything changed to three chip cameras. It just means more processors for each a processor for each primary color. Makes things pop more, look kind of nicer. And then it goes on to hard drive cameras after that, and then now it's high definition cameras. So my old camera got left in the dust. But I always kind of liked it. I like the low-techedness of it. I don't like that you can hear the tape grinding, the gears grinding sometimes when, you know, like this thing I'm recording on now, this fancy pants $400 recorder of Keith and Hemda's, sounds a lot nicer. But I kind of liked that old warhorse of a camera, and I liked that it was kind of a piece of shit and I didn't have to worry about it. And, you know, it's like, who cares if it breaks? Big deal. And I even like that it's like this one-chip technology, because it just has a weird, like, it almost looks like film grain in a way. Something about it, it just looks kind of cool. And I just like low-tech shit. I don't like waste of money. So I went on eBay and looked up these things, and I found a camera actually a bit of a step up from the old one I had. But since it's such old tech and so worthless to people and no one cares about it, my bid right now is $10. $10. And if I don't get this one for $10, there's two more waiting in the wings. And I just happen to pick this one random day, you know? There's always going to be three bids out there for $10, $15 maybe, $20 if I'm feeling crazy. But these things are essentially fucking free, because they made, you know, tens of thousands of these fucking things. They're just sitting around and nobody wants them and nobody needs them. And it's a fucking camera. Like, that's the camera I used to film the Crash in New York documentary. I used it as recently as the Keith and the Girl TV, where Keith puts the baby in the oven. I still use it all the time. I used it to film Spooky just the other day. And it's fucking, it's free. This shit is free. I fucking think that's so amazing. So, I don't know, man. Everybody in the world should be a filmmaker. There's no excuse not to. Jesus, go on eBay and get one of these motherfucking things for $20, you know? Like, why not? What could it possibly hurt? It really opened things up for me, just having that camera and having the ability to film things. And next thing you know, I'm making DVDs and stuff for Keith and Hemda. Doesn't hurt to have one around. And they're free. I love that. Anyway, let's get to a song. That's enough fucking rambling. It does feel nice to have things to do, to have work to do. I'm working on special features for Keith's stand-up DVD and a little project with Spooky I'm doing. And it's nice to feel busy again. Unfortunately, my working on these podcast stories, that one got put on the back burner. But I still feel more busy now than I have in a while. And, like, they can be too busy. Like, working on the Cruise DVD, I was like, oh, God, that's too much work. I'm glad that's done. But it's been a while now. I'm starting to get anxious to work some more, so it does feel good to have things to do, to feel busy, to feel like I'm using my time. So I'm going to play this song. It's called Into Action by Tim Armstrong, the guy from Rancid. And I heard this on Ben's podcast. He does Radio Free Forest City. There's a link on my page. And yeah, this song really, as soon as I heard it, I liked it the first time I heard it, because this is basically what it's about. It's just, let's get moving. Let's do some shit. If your life's too slow, you don't feel satisfied with things. You want to fucking keep balls moving. So I was going to go get some groceries, but I just stopped and grabbed some lunch on the way, and now that I'm not hungry, I can't be fucking bothered. The grocery store near my house is this dopey Asian one that sucks balls and doesn't have anything I want to eat, so I gotta walk way too far and I'm not in the mood. So I will just go home now and fall asleep on the couch. And then I'll probably wake up much too late to actually participate in the world in any normal way. So I'll just have to go to the little deli by my house and get a sandwich. That's the one thing I'm surprised and impressed about with New York. Everything is shit here. Nobody gives a fuck about anything except deli sandwiches, apparently. There's this one company called Boar's Head that makes really good stuff, and it's like the one thing where everybody just put their foot down and was like, we insist on our sandwiches being good. We will not accept shitty sandwiches. There's even a step up if you I don't know. I was at this one place in Williamsburg that had organic fucking shit. A step up from Boar's Head. And Boar's Head really is good. But that's honestly the only thing. The only thing I can think of in New York where you just can expect things to be good. Fucking ridiculous. Anyway, I'm also not really in the mood to hear myself fucking talk right now. I was just listening through songs that I was gonna play, and one of them was a System of a Down song, and all my little factoids and opinions about System of a Down, bring, you know, dial up in my head, and who fucking cares? Who gives a shit? Not in the mood. Got any armchair psychologists out there, I'm sure. I'm sure this is all, if not a sign of depression, certainly not a sign of boundless enthusiasm for life. Things kinda suck. So I'm just gonna play some songs. I'm not even gonna talk about them, I'm just gonna play them. I don't know how many, whatever. Whatever I feel like throwing on. So the rest of this show is just gonna be a nice little mixtape. Which, I have noticed some of these songs as I'm listening through them as I walk home here. I mean, it seems like I'm picking songs deliberately for their heavy, weighty meaning. But, again, it's just that the vast majority of songs are about breaking up with girls. Totally by accident. But, I don't know, if they're applicable, great. Extra layers. Here's some music.
Let me just jump in for a sec to say that that little bit of video game music I played, that was the intro music for Forgotten Worlds, an old Sega Genesis game. And I'm just hoping that one person at some point listening to this show, whenever, years from now, hears that and it fucking freaks out their nostalgia fucking circuits in their brain. And then the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles alternate theme that I played. I love that. That's these guys called Derek Comedy. They're a sketch comedy group in New York. And they got a movie they're working on now. Anyway, I saw them do some improv stuff with intern Mike a few days ago. And it was really good. Those guys were great. And then this next song is Mother Mother doing Burning Pile. It's one of my favorite songs on their new album. And I've found quite a bit of little live in session various Mother Mother things, but they never play this song. And it's one of my favorites. This is kind of rough quality, but I really like this song. And I kind of like rough quality shit sometimes anyway. It's just neat. But what's cool about this, you can find this video on YouTube. It's just them sitting on some steps performing. And I just think that's so cool. Like all that unplugged shit they used to do on MTV, this is how it should have been. This is the true test of if your band's fucking awesome. If you can just sit on some steps and perform a song, then you get thumbs up from me.
Voice on tape, I've got your words in me, I don't want I want you back.